Yo folks, this is Perttu from Apocalyptica, your favorite cello metal band from Finland, and you're watching CMS TV.
It is your classic metal show right here on theclassicmetalshow.com. Kicking off the show tonight, we heard Alda Nova with Monkey on Your Back. And we just heard Gotthard with Moving On. And a guy who's moving on from the bedroom to CMS Studio 2, my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on, Chris?
Just waking up, man. Just
moving on from the bedroom to the studio.
I just woke up exactly 14 minutes ago, so.
how was the drive in? Did you encounter any traffic, couches in the way?
No.
Kitchen table chairs pulled out?
You know, I got to say, my commute is remarkably smooth every week.
Yeah, I remember when I used to have to drive to a radio station. I did that for years and years. Driving from Mogador, Ohio, up to Streetstucky, Ohio, to do the classic metal show at the little station known as WSTB every Saturday, 7 years in a row without fail.
Yeah, I did the 12-year run with MMS and 92.3 on Sundays.
Yeah, from Twinstucky to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yep, to downtown. That was always fun.
Yeah, but that was Sunday. There wasn't like massive traffic or anything.
No, the traffic wasn't bad. The traffic on the streets walking was not necessarily desirable, but
yeah, those were the days when we used to have to actually commute to a radio station. But yeah. Now we have full broadcast stations right in our own homes.
That's right. It's much better now.
Yeah, much more gooder.
That's right.
I gotta credit probably one of the earliest broadcasters to do that, I think, was Rush Limbaugh. I think Rush Limbaugh started broadcasting from Florida.
Right.
You know, way back in the early, probably the mid-90s. I think he probably was doing that in the mid-90s and, did a show live from the Rush Limbaugh compound there in Florida.
Right, behind the golden EIB. Golden EIB microphone here in his house.
Via the ISDN lines, which probably cost $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
But when you're Rush Limbaugh making $30 million a year, $1,000 a day is nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing. But didn't Adam Carolla do that too with Stern way early? He was ISDN too, wasn't he?
Too. I think that was in the early part of the 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was very early on in this whole world.
And then there was you and I doing our thing in 2005.
Yeah,
with using what technology we had for the limited amount of funds we had to do it. But God damn it, we made it work.
With every bit of bullshit software we could find.
But we made it work, and we were one of the first. That's all I got to say about that.
We were one of the first on the independent scene to be doing it from hundreds of miles away. That is for sure.
That is true. I can't tell you. I can't, say who else was doing it the way we were doing it. We were, we already had, we had a goal in mind, and God damn it, we made it work. And we set the precedent for all the other hack radio guys who have come and gone since.
Yeah, mostly gone.
There's very few people who were around when we started doing this show, and they all wanted to take a tip from us. How do you take phone calls on the air? How do you and Chris communicate like that? How do you get connected that way?
Right.
How do you sound so good? How is it that Chris sounds like he's right in the studio? How does that work?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. There is definitely a graveyard of fallen broadcasters, that's for sure, that tried and failed.
Right. Number one, we never use blister mics. We never use the ones that you bought on the little headset mics that you buy at the Walgreens. I always insisted on real mics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, because we were connected via the the interwebs through Skype or whatever, Gizmo or whatever.
Gizmo.
whatever software we could get our hands on. I bought a processor on my end to make your audio equal on this end, because I was the one doing all the recording.
Yeah.
And it always worked out. And, you know, I listen back periodically to some of the archive shows that play on the CMS stream when I fire up the show. And surprisingly, our audio was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, around 2006, 2007 or so, you know, and it was surprisingly good.
I know. I'm always surprised when I listen to it, because it's probably just in my brain, because we spent so many hours and hundreds of hours of tech problems, that when you listen to it, it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like it worked. It's like it worked just long enough for us to do a segment.
Yeah, 2006 into, or 2005 into 2006 was a pretty rough go, but I think once we got things smoothed out and Skype became a thing, and you know, there was money being poured into the Skype technology, it just kept getting better and better all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then of course the high speed internet, you know, helped as well, and better computers, and, you know, better this and better that. And it just made things work well.
Yeah. Now it's like the standard to do a show from home.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just the way things are.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, Chris. There might be a song that says that.
Yeah. Somebody should write it if it isn't already there.
Yeah, I was, you know, thinking about that conversation you and I were having last night about somebody in the radio business that you had a discussion with, and the difference between the time when this guy was on top of the world to where, you know, we are now.
Yeah,
that it isn't a Cadillac budget anymore.
Yeah, no,
it's not a Cadillac budget. It's a grassroots. You got to do it yourself. It's everything is done yourself. You have to, you know, you have to be an independent broadcaster or business person to further yourself in along, you know, and I think that's where a lot of, you know, artists, music artists fell to the wayside when the record labels were going away. And, you know, the artists were in charge of, you know, their own recording and their own budgets and their own this and their own that. And it was just like, wait a minute, I used to have an A&R guy, and I used to have a press guy, and I used to have a, you know, a marketing department. And well, that's you. You're that guy now.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody's their own everything now.
Yeah, I'm the talent. Yeah, you're the talent, but you're also the guy to market it and record it and distribute it. And
yeah. You're the tech, you're the everything.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, man. So, you know, I'm grateful that you and I, we never had that Cadillac, mentality. We just had that grassroots mentality and, you know, worked as hard as we did to perfect something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it didn't bother us to do it because it was challenging.
Yeah. And
it was a challenge. It's like, well, look, we're making this work.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's happening.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the CMS has always been, since I've been on the CMS, since even before I was on the CMS, when I was just the web guy and the occasional guest, the CMS was always my sandbox to learn.
Yeah, experimentation and learn and figure out new things, and, you know, it was good.
And I took all of that back to my IT business and have been successful with it, but... You know, every website that I've ever built, every video I've ever done, every voiceover I've ever done, it's all because I learned how to do it right here.
Sure. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. It is kind of the farm club of radio guys and tech guys, namely Chris Aiken.
That's right.
So, well, here we are, another Saturday. We had people lined up in the chat room waiting for the show to begin, and now it's begun. Aren't you glad you're all here?
I am.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was looking forward to doing the show tonight. As always, it's kind of my little break from reality, my break from, you know, the stress and struggles of actually making a dollar.
Sure.
This show is certainly not about making a dollar. It's more about exercising your freedom of speech as well as getting a few things off your mind.
That's right.
Yeah. So
do you like the new screen?
I do. I was going to comment on that. I'm glad it doesn't say the Chris Aiken experience with Eric.
Look, I do a lot of shows. I'm sorry.
Next thing I know, I'm going to be Seth Williams.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to be Seth. Just call me Seth from now on. But well, speaking of the shows, how were your shows this week? Did you have anything?
Oh, here we go, Seth. What are you talking about?
See, he's got the world news, spinning around back there.
Yeah, tell me about Trump, Seth.
I like this. It's like hellscape. It's Paris is burning back there.
Yeah, I built a bunch of new ones today.
Yeah, I see the one in behind you. It's death and destruction.
Yeah, I've got a few. Oh no, not that. I'm talking about these backgrounds.
Oh, the backgrounds. Yeah,
for the show. I've got that one. I've got the police. I've got the police sirens behind us.
All right.
Got some. I don't know what this is.
Just look at that.
Some red stuff going on here. Red stuff. what is this one? Like some boxes
up and down. Reminds me of playing Q-Bird or something.
Yeah, exactly. Then we got some stage lighting.
All right.
In case we want to feel like we're on stage. That's right. And then of course this beauty, which I think is the best of the
bunch. I like it. It goes with your backdrop with the hell and damnation.
Yeah.
Raining fire from the sky.
That's right.
It's a blitzkrieg going on behind you.
Yeah. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Exactly. Thank you, Michael Stipe. Lose a leg?
That's a Seth joke.
Is it? I get that. Well, Seth has got one up on me where that's concerned.
Yeah, he's the champion so far on losing legs.
I like to give Seth a leg up on that one.
Just put one. Yeah. Now, we were joking the other day about Foot Locker and that he should get like half prices and stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't say Feet Locker. It's
Foot
Locker. So it's already named correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Foot Locker, not Feet Locker.
Yeah, it's Foot Locker and he's got one foot.
Right, exactly. So well, good on Seth. I don't know Seth that well. I mean, sure. Obviously I've met him on occasion, and the fact that I used to hear him on the air with Mike Trevisano.
That's right.
Periodically, and him popping in when he was on MMS, right? He worked at MMS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So periodically there, and full circle, here he's got his own show now. So I know that you guys were working for on a opportunity to be on terrestrial radio. Is that still happening or not happening?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Or are you too controversial for that?
I think maybe because we would not stop swearing that might have curbed that a little bit.
What? There's cursing going on in the Seth Williams show?
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was a family-friendly show.
Well, I think if some people had their way, it would be, but then they'd have to get rid of me and get somebody else, because 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday and a Wednesday, and you want me to be like, well, hello, this darn thing is really controversial and hellish.
Yes.
That's not going to be me. I'm usually at the end of my rope with everybody at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so everything's like, oh, this fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, what? The thing is that's the beauty of doing this style of broadcasting, is because you can be real, instead of doing the fakery stuff, Yeah. And, we or mostly I referenced the ONA show, and they were very, very fortunate to get in on the ground floor at XM Radio, where they were able to be themselves on the air and say mean things and use horrid language.
Yeah. And it's funny on the Seth show, because I do get people that bitch and moan about some of the things that I say. Like literally last week, Well, that's my answer too. Somebody posted in, I called somebody a fag or something.
Uh-oh.
And, and immediately in the chat room, there was fag with like 10 question marks behind it.
Yeah. Did you hear me right? I said it again.
Yeah. And that was, I literally, my answer was, is this where I stop and apologize for using that word? Because it sure as fuck ain't happening, faggot. It's not coming.
Jesus Christ. Son of a bitch. What the hell are you faggots doing?
There.
Yeah.
Wow. You said the dreaded second F word on the show.
It might be the first F word now.
The F word.
The F word. Shut up.
The R word. The F word.
Shut up.
It's like, shut up. Are we all adults here? I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it about language anymore. I'm done with that nonsense.
Yeah, I'm done with language.
Yeah, I'm an old man. I don't have to pretend that you don't hear these words anymore, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Faggot.
You tell him. You're such a Neanderthal, man. It's 2024, man, and you said the F word.
I did. You absolutely did.
You used a gay slur.
Yes, I did. And here's another thing. I don't respect who you fuck, and I don't respect your pronouns, and I will not respect you by using whatever you deem to be your pronouns.
Right.
Suck that bag of dicks as well.
Wow. Okay.
Terrific.
Okay. Terrific. I love it. I love it. That's so funny. But anyway, so getting back to, you know, I'm always curious as to what goes on the competition shows.
What, me? I'm competing with us?
Yeah, you're competing with us. You got a competitive nature. You're competing with yourself.
Do I?
You're competing with yourself.
Am I really?
Yes.
I was gonna say, all I do is promote every damn show that I have on every other show that I have. So
right. But anyway, so no headway there as far as getting the commercial aspect of the Seth Williams show right now.
You know what? I was hearing about it a lot, and I stopped asking because I honestly don't care.
Right. Well, I know you don't, but I know that wasn't your goal. That wasn't the goal you had set. That was the goal of your co-host.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens, okay, that's fine. And I've obviously proven that I can do FCC friendly.
Yeah, of course.
I have to, but I certainly don't want to, you know. I definitely, you know, I like doing, honestly, I like doing the Seth show because it's different.
Yeah,
of course. I like doing the, you know, I like doing that show where I can just relax a little bit. I wish Seth would chill on the politics just a little, you know. Sound familiar, Neely, from like 2-3 years ago with me and you, where I was like, five more hours of the Confederate flag. Can't wait.
You know, that went away.
Yeah, well, of course it did, because it was nonsense.
It just went away.
Yeah, because it was nonsense. Same reason that this pronouns bullshit is going away, because it's nonsense.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all these dumb things go away after a while. People are outraged and then they forget about it.
Yeah, well, we got to find the next thing to be outraged about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What gets our panties in a twist today?
Yeah, and what drives me crazy is the things that get us all fucking upset are things that don't matter. Yeah, we're upset about calling you him or her or Z or Zer. Meanwhile, FISA's passing fucking bills that says that they can fucking just no warrant search anything you own.
Exactly.
We're not upset about that, but goddamn it, don't call me. Don't you dare not call me ma'am.
Yeah, well, again, it's all emotional driven. Everything's emotional driven.
Bunch of bitches.
Well, there you are. Just being emotional. This hurts my feelings. This is a feeling thing. I'm emotional. This hurts my feelings.
Right.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you pay attention to how your individual rights are being whittled away?
Well, you can't do that because how can you be upset about that when your favorite show on Netflix got canceled, Neely? I mean, shit, what's wrong with you?
Right. I'm paying attention to the wrong things, apparently. Yeah.
Your rights, you can give up your rights, but goddamn it, give me another season of Stranger Things.
Right.
Come on. That's what's important.
And don't take away my money that I received from the government for not working either. Because
no.
I gotta pay for video games and shit.
Yeah, dude. By the way, I know you don't check out the I don't know if I posted this in Locals or just on Fuckbook or where I posted it, but did you see this? It's a video of this guy that I actually follow for business type stuff.
Okay.
And he was talking about Chase Bank. Did you see this shit with Chase Bank now is just openly selling your purchase information to advertisers?
I knew Chase Bank was a bad organization to begin mm-hmm. with. I had Chase credit cards years right. ago. And one of the reasons I got rid of them was because of their policies. I got rid of Chase Bank probably a decade ago.
Okay. I've never had Chase. I just saw. So now, if you have Chase Bank, please pay attention to this. If you make a purchase, so let's just say you buy, I don't know, exercise equipment. Random thing, right?
Right.
They're now going to sell that information to Peloton and to...
Yeah.
To, you know, well, you spend X amount of money a month on that, and then you're going to get flooded with advertising and whatnot with that. The real scare to me is, how long is it going to be before they start telling you, well, you can't spend your money on that?
Well, I mean, the government already did that at one point, yeah. saying you have to buy health insurance, and if you don't, mm-hmm. we're going to penalize you.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried that. That didn't work well, but they didn't try again.
Yeah, they did it. They did it for a while, you know, until Trump got in and overturned that mandate.
Yep.
You know? But that was the whole thing. It's like, you're going to have to buy this insurance or else.
Yeah, I'm surprised old Puddinhead didn't put that one back on the table.
I don't know, man. But
that was one of their biggies.
Yeah, it was. I was so freaking furious about that.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
I didn't either.
I said, fuck you. I don't care. Come and get it. If you think you can squeeze money out of me to do this, come and get it.
Right.
You know, right. Fuck them.
Right. So, yeah, it's just freaking ridiculous, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous, but...
Goddamn-diculous!
Hey, we're on terrestrial radio, sir. You can't be using those kind of words. Oh, we're not.
That's just freaking terrible. That's
that's
gosh darn it awful.
Don't be using that kind of language in my presence, sir.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Dude, we are killing it on numbers tonight so far.
Oh, yeah?
113 on Rumble, 40 on the chat and kill.
Oh, very nice. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Rumblers. Hello, chat and kill people. Tell your friends, tune in, listen to the degenerates speak.
That's right. Use 10 more.
A language that isn't censored like YouTube. Fuck would pick us off in a second.
Yeah, they wouldn't like any of this
stuff.
They wouldn't like any of this conversation.
Yeah, you're saying stuff we don't like.
That's right.
So welcome, Rumblers. Welcome, chat killers. Welcome, CMS fans all over the place.
Yeah, wherever you're watching. Hello.
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 Yeah. So what's new on the Chris Akin Presents front? What's happening over there?
Just doing my shit, man. You know, Eric is out in Texas this weekend. He's playing gigs. Him and Steven are playing gigs this weekend. I don't know as far as the show. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know who the guests are next week.
Well, since you brought up Eric playing gigs with Steven, you broke some news to me I wasn't aware of last night about Steven's band.
Yeah. I've known it for a little while, but I was instructed very harshly not to say anything on any of the shows. But Bloss from Slaughter is now drumming with Steven Piercy.
All right. Bloss Elias has reemerged.
Yeah. I guess he wiped the blue paint off his face and now he's back with a rock band.
I haven't seen Bloss in years. Does he look the same?
Looks exactly the same.
Really? The hair and everything, huh?
It pisses me off that this guy hasn't aged even a year.
He looks just as youthful as ever.
It's really annoying.
He's got the Chris McCarville hair going on.
It really is annoying when these guys, because you know he's 60.
Mm-hmm.
And he
as
looks.
As am I.
Yeah, but you're a different story. You didn't party. Yeah, I know Blas Elias partied.
Yeah, and it didn't affect him one bit.
Didn't affect him even a little bit.
Maybe he drank the blood of the innocent or something.
He might have sold his.
As he was up all night, and he sleeps all day.
That's right. Trying to find a quick picture of. Here's the band. Present, share, fuck book. Share. That's a quick picture. This is Blas right here.
All right. Yeah.
It looks exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. Well, good on him. Oh, look at him. He's got some tattoos now.
Yeah, that's about the only change he's got. He's got a couple of tats, but.
Yeah, because I don't think he had the tat work going on before, at least the last time I saw him, which was years ago.
Yeah. But there he is.
Well, good on him. Hey, good on Steven.
Yeah, it's a good get for him.
Yeah, he always surrounds himself with good talent and puts on a good show. So always glad to see Steven Piercy. Every time, you know, there's an opportunity to go see him, you know, I'll definitely venture out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, he's coming. I know he's coming here.
I know. Sometime. We talked about that. Yeah, we're planning on going to the show, right?
And yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it June? Is it in June?
I think it's August, but I don't know.
Oh, it's that date, late? I thought it was June, but okay.
Yeah, I think whatever it's August. But yeah, he's coming here, and Eric said he's coming in a day early, and we're going to get really fucked up and try and do a Chris Aiken Presents completely hammered from the house. So
hammered from the house. It's Chris Aiken Presents.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus episode.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Very cool. Well, not a lot going on with me. I just, you know, just business is just really roaring for me. And, I've just been just mentally tired, all the time. Just mentally just wears me out. But, I got no complaints about it. I'm glad I do what I do. Although, you know, I've been doing some, TV watching, I watched a documentary this week that you said that you had seen already. It was on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that, do you know the name of it right off the top of your head? The something to do to.
Oh, the Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah.
I can look real quick. Max Doc on Oklahoma City. It is called.
An American Bombing, The Road to April 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was really good.
It was good.
That was really fantastic. If you know anything about the Oklahoma City bombing that took place, 20 years ago, right?
Well, 95, 30 years ago.
30 years. Holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. 30 years ago.
Tim McVeigh has been in the ground longer than he was above the ground.
That is true. So, I watched that this week, and that was really good. I learned a lot of stuff I wasn't aware of where a lot of the background was concerned. And
yeah,
why,
me too.
Why he did what he did, and why the Edward R. Murrow building in Oklahoma City, why did he target that? And, you know, all the plans and preparations that were made on his end to facilitate that. And, you know, the people that Tim McVeigh was associated with along the way, and what radicalized him to, take that, you know, make that fateful day in American history. You know, obviously, I think if you follow that kind of a thing, most people know that the reason he did it on April 19th was like a retribution about Waco, Texas. Yes.
Salute to Waco.
But aside from that, I wasn't aware of all the other, you know, propaganda or the other stuff that he was involved with. It was pretty crazy. But man, what a really well done documentary that was.
Yeah, that was good. That was really, really good.
Yeah. So did you know that, that building had been targeted before?
I did not. I'm like you. I didn't know that whole thing was one that sort of missed me, I guess. I didn't miss me. I mean, I obviously was aware of it, but I don't know. I just didn't. Like, I knew some of the names, but I didn't know how they were, like that Fortier guy. Like, yeah. I'd heard his name before, but I didn't really know what he had done or how he was involved or, you know, and same with the other guy, the Nichols guy.
Yeah, Terry Nichols.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him other than they said he was involved, but they never really came out in the, you know, in the press and said, well, this is what he did or whatever.
Well, he was like the co-conspirator, you know.
Yeah. But, well, they never really said that in the news, though, in the news coverage back in 95, though, did they?
Yeah, because he also went on trial and obviously got convicted as well for being. Oh, did they?
I just plain missed it.
Yeah. So, it was crazy. And if you know, like his history or documentaries or have an interest in that kind of a thing, boy, I learned a lot.
Yeah,
there just wasn't that much information out there at the time as to why and where and how and who was involved and how come, you know, what turned this kid to, you know, take such a dramatic terrorist action against the, I guess, you know, his goal was to, you know, take a terrorist action against the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was crazy, but I just really enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a good doc, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then let's see here, this afternoon our own CMS Mikey did a 2-hour stint on RUW.
Yeah, I think RUW.
Yeah, 91.1, his college, his former college radio station is doing a 24-hour vinyl, just playing vinyl.
Right.
And he took a 2-hour shift this afternoon, and I listened to his show. And, you know, that kid, for somebody who doesn't do it every day, mm-hmm. you know, he did pretty well. Did you hear your shout out at the end of the show?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he played a couple of tunes for me and played a tune for you and that kind of a thing. So it's WRMU.
RMU? Okay.
WRMU. Yeah. So
same thing.
So I listened to his show this afternoon and gave him some support. You know.
Yeah, I listened. I only caught like the last like 45 minutes or so, but but yeah, I mean, other than the fact that I think he drank like a 12-pack of Red Bull before he got started, I thought it was good.
He was all hyped to do the show.
Yeah, he was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. I was like, whoa, he's up, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, he was having fun with it, which is really what's important when it comes to doing those type of things is having fun with those things. And,
sure.
You know, stepping up to the mic for most people is not that easy. You can't just jump on the mic. Most people just get, you know, shell shocked.
I know it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they just don't know what to say. And it's just like, oh, this is my show. And, let's play some songs.
Got 22 minutes left.
Right. let's see here. I'm trying to see what they called this. Thing they called it Vinylthon today. The Vinylthon, 24 hours straight of nothing but music on records. So they were actually playing the records.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, you could actually hear the snap, crackle, pop of the vinyl as they were playing the tunes today.
I enjoyed hearing The Firm. That was a nice pull out. I like that.
That's a good one. And he played the Honey Drippers right behind it.
Yeah, that was just good too.
That's probably been the extent of my entertainment this week. You know, hasn't been too eventful for me as far as anything outside of the normal fare.
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't watched much of anything. I've watched a zillion hours of bare knuckle fighting. I'm loving that. I'm loving seeing these guys murder each other.
Right.
That's fun. I watched one documentary that we'll talk about in the next segment because I think I'm interested in your take on it, and it's a little bit bigger of a thing. And me and our good friend John Darlis are on a on a jag rewatching the show Mayans MC.
Okay.
We're just both kind of watching it and throwing each other texts back and forth about it. Dude, you have to watch that.
Was that for two seasons? Was that
five?
Five seasons. I didn't realize it lasted that long.
Yeah, it lasted five seasons, and it's the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, which I know you love.
I remember, the characters being part of Sons of Anarchy, and then they spun that off. So no, I gotta be honest with you, I think I'm watching maybe two episodes of that.
You gotta, dude, now that I'm watching it the second time, I'm realizing how much stuff I missed.
Yeah,
which is so much. But dude, they spin it back to Sun so much, and there's so many references to Jax and the Charming, and a lot of the guys are in it. Alvarez is in it, like, as a big player in it.
Well, yeah. Well, he's sort of the link between the two shows.
Mm-hmm. And Chibs is in it, and Tig is in it, and Packer is in it, and our good friend Sean McNabb is in it.
Oh, did he get a little cameo?
Yeah, he got a cameo in season one, I think it was.
All right.
So there's a lot of tie back. And a lot of plot line tie back too to, well, this happened here, and then you sort of remember that from Sons of Anarchy, and you see how it played, years in the future, and it's just a good fucking show.
Yeah, so I might have to look that up again and give it a watch.
Yeah, especially if you have nothing else that you're watching right
now. Yeah, I really haven't been watching much of anything, nothing to watch. Just not in the mood to watch anything. I just, by the time I get home, my brain is just fried, and I'm just
right.
And I just more or less lately just been listening to Spotify.
Right.
That's about it. Just kind of listening to some tunes.
Have a cocktail, fall asleep.
Even that's not even a good idea during the week. It's just falling asleep alone is easy enough.
Yep.
last night, man, after I talked to you, I know I talked to you early.
Yeah, it wasn't late.
I think I was probably out. I was asleep by 7, and I woke up at like 8 o'clock this morning.
Slept
like 13 hours, just because I was just exhausted, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because, wow, you must have fell asleep like right after we got off the phone.
I did, because I just was like, man, I am just so just tired out, And the thing is, from a mental standpoint, when I know I don't have to be anywhere, that's when I can just like totally relax and go to sleep. And it's like, I'll wake up when I wake up.
Right.
I'm not on a regimented schedule and, up by 5:30 or 6 and out the door and, doing the running all day and, that kind of stuff. It's just like, it's nice to know. Yeah. I don't have to be, it's Saturday tomorrow. I don't have to be anywhere, and then just out.
That's every day for me. I'm trying to get on, or you're trying to not have a regimen every day. I'm trying desperately to get myself into, okay, you got to get up at like 7 and get your workout in and get your shower and get busy, by 8. I'm trying, but it's not working so well.
Well, I mean, you've been the way you been for so many years, it's tough to just start a whole new regimen.
Yeah, it's definitely killing me just to getting up early, because I don't go to sleep early. I mean, I'm up at still at like 3-4 in the morning,
right?
And I'm trying to stop that, but it just isn't happening. I wake up around like 10 o'clock. It's like I start feeling tired around 8, but by 10 then I've got that second wind or whatever. It's like, all right, let's go get something done. Deep Cut is dying to know if you are still life coach.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am also doing that as well. Okay, on a limited basis. Yeah, but yes, I am doing that. In fact, one of our CMS, what do you want to call? Loyalists.
Patrons,
right. One of our CMS loyalists is one of my clients.
Okay. Are you fixing them?
Well, It's working out. He's making progress in his goals. So let's just put it that way.
Right.
But yes.
Moved out of his mom's basement?
he is not a basement dwelling mom house living type of guy.
Just asking.
No. Not at all. Well, look, not at all. No, he's Hey, John Darlis.
There he is.
Yeah, he goes all the way back to the WSTB days. Yeah.
Heard us
all
talking
the way back.
Heard us talking about Mayans MC, and he couldn't resist making himself known.
Well, he was, for lack of a better term, he was one of my interns.
Yeah, there you go.
He was an intern for an intern.
He might be fan number one.
He could be. So hello, John. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Me and him text all the time. Another one of your friends that I poached. Yeah,
no, you poach all my friends.
I poached that one.
All right.
We're constantly.
Not only do I get you new clients and get you new gigs, but I get you new friends,
too. New friends, too. Absolutely. Hey, I got to get them from somewhere. It's not like I go anywhere. I let you go and do the hard work, and then I just swing right in and get them.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, you just pick up my leftovers.
That's right. That's right. Once you stop texting them, I'm right there. Hey, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Neely may have forgotten about you, but I'm a loyalist.
That's right.
I'll be your friend.
That's right. I'll be your connection to the CMS now that Neely's gotten too important for you.
Yeah. I'm an important fella. So silly. So silly. But anyway, do you have any shows or anything coming up in the near future?
Nothing super soon. I mean, I've got the Johnny thing on whenever that is, May 26th, in Pittsburgh. We're having right. Johnny in to do his Crush 40 performance. Now,
well, talk about that. I mean, you really haven't talked about that much, and that's a month away, a little bit over a month away. Tell us about Johnny Gioli making an appearance at Pinball PA.
Yeah, well, he's outside of, I mean, we, CMS world, knows him from Hardline and Axel Rudy Pell. But the kids know him from the Sonic the Hedgehog games. Like, his music is huge in the Sonic world. And he has a band called Crush 40. And his song Live and Learn is a massive, massive gamer hit. And we talked about it and he agreed to come out, and he's going to hang out all day on Sunday, the 26th at Pinball PA, play pinball with people, play Sonic with people. And then at the end of the night, he's going to do a Crush 40 concert. You know, he's going to perform like an hour's worth of Crush 40 material for the people that are there, the people that buy the tickets, I guess. But
and I guess he's going to spend most of the day there, right?
He's going to be there all day, yeah, absolutely.
So when does this all start, and how do you attend if there's anybody in our audience that wants to
there? Well, you can go to pinballpa.com, and you can buy tickets there. It's not hard to find. If you go to the Pinball PA website, you'll see a big old picture of Johnny. It's from 11 to 6. If you can game as long or as short as you want, but if you buy the tickets, you get you get access from 11 to 6, and all the games are on free play, so you can play pinball all day. And then at 6:15, once we rush all the scrubs that haven't bought the tickets out, then we can then Johnny will perform for an hour. So it'll be fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
You mentioned he's going to perform a show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6:15. Yes.
So, 6:15. So what is he going to just do the gaming music, or is he going to do Axel music?
No, he's just like doing, he's just doing Crush 40 stuff.
Okay.
But the Crush 40, you probably haven't even heard this Live and Learn. You'll like it. I guarantee you. Let me go to YouTube real quick. And of course, I went into it in the search YouTube.
Yeah, so having Johnny come out to Pinball PA, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a guy who is really intertwined into gaming, which is so huge. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge industry, especially mostly with the younger crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's gamers of all ages and stuff, but the younger crowd, mostly into the gaming, and having, somebody who does a familiar soundtrack for the gamers, mm-hmm. Be at the gaming palace of Pinball PA there outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
Yeah. All right, here's the song. I'll play Live and Learn for you. You tell me if you don't, because to me, this sounds like Hardline. I mean, I get that it's not, but...
It's the distinctive voice, though.
Yeah, but I mean, even musically, it sounds like Hardline to me. It's not that different, but here we go.
All right.
Go. It sounds like Hardline to me.
So is Crush 40 an actual band, or is it more like a name project?
I think it's an actual band. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. Okay. It's funny when I, you know, it's Johnny's biggest thing that he's made, you know, tons of money on.
Mm-hmm.
And even when me and him started talking about doing business together, you know, he was surprised that I knew nothing about it. I really don't know nothing. I mean, I like Axel Rudy Pell and Hardline. I don't know nothing about gaming stuff, but, you know, that'll be, you know, it is what it is. It's cool. So my thing is if you like Johnny, if you are a Hardline fan or a Axel fan or whatever, come out and get your shit signed. It's not like Johnny does a lot of gigs here in the States. He doesn't.
True. All right. And again, when is that?
Sunday, May the 26th.
Okay.
It was Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. All right. So if you're in the, Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, you know, Western New York, West Virginia, you know.
Yeah.
That area, if you want to make an hour or two drive to the Pittsburgh area and go to Pinball PA and meet up with Johnny Gioli and maybe even play a game with him.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we're so there, that is on the table, but you can for sure get an autograph or a photo or, you know, I mean, that all that stuff is all time sensitive, but certainly you can get a photo and he's going to be doing a meet and greet so that you can, you know, get a handshake and a picture and all that other shit. So, it'll be fun. And plus you get a concert.
Yeah. I know a while ago, and I haven't kept up with this, but, I know that you were applying to be able to sell adult beverages at this Pinball PA. Were you able to procure a license for that at all?
Nope. Still haven't got it. It's still in hold.
Okay.
I mean, we applied for it. We're in hold.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, that's been almost a fucking year.
Yeah.
I think it's been longer than a year, actually.
Yeah,
it's been
longer, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, but we've made our you know, requests for moving it along and just nothing. Part of it is that there's just not a bunch. There's only X number of licenses that are available.
Right.
And, you know, we only filed for ours a year and a half ago, and there's a lot of people in front of us. So you got to wait for a bar to close to get an available license.
Sure. So, I get you.
So it could be a little while.
All right. I got you. Well, I guess I won't be expecting to get a drink next time I go there.
Well, go across the street to what's the place? Halls.
Yeah.
Right over there. Have a drink and a steak over at Halls.
There you go. All right. Perfect. All right. Well, tomorrow, I am going to go for the first time and see the Jason Bonham Zeppelin Experience.
That'll be fun.
My nephews and I are going to go see Jason Bonham. He's doing a string of dates through Canada.
Okay.
And he's got like maybe two, maybe three dates in the States.
Right.
And strangely enough, of all places, he's playing in Wabash, Indiana.
Oh, that's a big mecca for Led Zeppelin, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a blue-collar area.
I remember when they filmed the song Remains the Same there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wabash, Indiana?
Yeah, right. Sure they did. But they're playing at the Honeywell Center. In,
that's where they filmed the song Remains?
Exactly. Exactly. So they're playing at the Honeywell Center in Wabash, Indiana tomorrow night. And my nephews and I are going to go see the show. So
very cool.
I'm really looking forward to that. I know you've talked about how good it is.
Oh, it's great. It's so good.
A guy that I work with also, he's seen them a couple of times. And he says, yeah, dude, that's fantastic. You know,
it is a great show, dude. You'll have a great time.
Yeah. So we're going to meet up for, you know, little dinner before the show. Maybe a couple cocktails. Going to take in some Zeppelin, man.
Nice.
And I'm going to see it for the first time. So I'm very excited about it.
You will enjoy that.
So anyway, since I brought that up, Jason Bonham put out a release years ago called the Zepp Set.
Yeah.
And paying tribute to his father, the great John Bonham.
That's right.
And I'll let you pick a song from that. Run down the list here. We got In the Evening, Ramble On, The Song Remains the Same, What Is and What Should Not Be, The Ocean, Since I've Been Loving You, Communication Breakdown, 10 Years Gone, The Rain Song, and Whole Lot of Love.
Go with 10 Years Gone.
All right. All right, well, we're going to take a break. It's time to switch over for those of you who follow the multiple links, Sal. The multiple links.
Yeah, notice I reacted not at all on
right.
That.
Even Shelly was on his ass right away.
Good.
Get used to it, Sal.
Yeah, good. I'll let you guys police him now.
All right, well, we're going to play a few tunes. If you want to get a request in, send me an email, request@theclassicmetalshow.com, and if I have time, I'll get your request in.
Cool.
All right, so we're going to play a few tunes. Time to switch over to the new links. If you follow us on the video link page for the locals, and switch on over there, and you rumblers stay right where you are.
That's right.
And we will be back. So anyway, here it is. It's Jason Bonham, In the Name of My Father, the Zepp Set, and it's 10 Years Gone, exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show, the Seth Williams Show, every other show in the world. Chris Aiken Presents. Can't remember the one with my own name in it. But I know what I do remember. This book right here, and Other Things I Should Not Say. That's right, this is the book you want to buy from me, especially you CMS people that like a lot of my dirtier stories. This is the one. This is the one that has all of the stories about my running around in the military, especially in Korea. It's filthy, folks. I'm not going to tell you that it's a biblical prophecy. It is anything but. It is a dirty book, but it has a lot of stories that I really shouldn't say, you know, hence the title. But it's a great book. It's a fun read. I encourage you to pick it up and go over to Amazon and get it. Amazon, just look up my name or And Other Things You Should Not Say. And if you don't want to get it there, you can get it over at chrisaiken.net. It's there as well. So pick it up today. And Other Things I Should Not Say. It is the latest book by me, Chris Aiken. And read it and let me know what you think. All right, see ya.